Remember the verse? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from the prophets and said, you will have to help him. Do you agree? And they said, yes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a witness over the prophets. So all of the prophets bear witness before the Prophet came to, before they even came to this world, that someone, one prophet, their master, is going to come and that they would have to help him. So how do they help him? How did they help him? They didn't have to help him, but they helped his ummah. What did we start off with? That the ulama, righteous ulama of this ummah will be in the saf of the prophets. They're on the footsteps of the prophets who came before. Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya. Prophet ﷺ didn't just say the ulama are warithis, inheritors from me. He said they're warith, they are inheritors from the prophets. And he didn't say al-ulama warathatul rasul, because a rasul brings a law. He said al-ulama warathatul anbiya, that the Nabi doesn't bring a law, he affirms a law that came before him. So the ulama, and here, don't think this means just every Maulvi who gets up. This is not an alim. This is somebody who is realized, as we said before, he sees that Allah is the one who sends down the rain, the one who created multiplicity, the one who gave the diverse colors. Sibghatullah wa man ahsanu min Allah sibgha is the other parallel to that verse. Did you not see that we created these cattle in diverse colors? And the ayah, Sibghatullah, coloring is from Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَى. Whatever you see in this world is from Allah, gets its coloring from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gets its individuality, its place in the multiplicity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How it does it is where we're bewildered. How did anything come from the One? When those people, those saints, those lordly people, those muhakkikin, they are al-ulama warathatul anbiya, they inherit from the prophets from before. So in their lifetimes, they inherit upon the states. And the Shaykhul Akbar says that the awliya are on the footsteps of the anbiya who have come before. And that, for example, they will go through states in their lives that will make them musawi. They will go through states in their lives that will make them like Yaqub alayhi salam. Did anyone read the poem recently translated for Sheikh Muhammad about Sham? If you had patience, and I know a lot of people don't actually read the whole of a thing, hardly anyone has interest or time, but if you actually read that poem and get to the middle, and you see the heart-wrenching verses that Sheikh Muhammad writes about his son, who has been taken, who came from my loins, who's been taken away from me against his will. In Sham, may Allah bless his young age. May Allah bless his middle ages, I might not see him. May Allah bless his ending ages. That he has, and that comes out. And it's like Sidna, the maqam of Sidna Yaqub alayhi salam, when he's yearning for his lost son Yusuf. So the awliya, they go through the states and they take on the footsteps of the anbiya.